Alita, the Alita Haunted House and Fun Fair was another huge success this year. The attendance for the 5 days in late October for the Haunted House maze was approximately 526 visitors plus a full house for the fun fair. The youngsters really did enjoy this event. This year the event brought in a grand total of $10,120. Much appreciation goes to all who attended and participated in this event, as well as to all the spooks, volunteer workers and for all the donations of items, cash and goodies for the fun fair. Great work everyone, and special recognition to organizer Shelley Cowan and her right-hand man Dale Anthony for the many hours they spend in assembling the haunted house weeks before the event. Hopefully we'll see you again next year. David and Shanna Carrier welcomed their newest little granddaughter, Hadley Lane, to the family. She arrived safe and sound on September 24 to her parents Travis and Lindsay Carrier and big sister, Braylee of Regina. Congratulations everyone. Faye Walker went to Saskatoon on October 24 to attend a meeting. She visited with her family and also had a dental appointment before returning home on October 28. On October 26, Shelley Cowan went to Regina, where she accompanied her daughter Lacey to the Rocky Horror Show play at the Conexus Arts Center. She returned home the next day. The Alita community extends sincere sympathy to the family of George Rowley, late of Manor, on his passing on October 29 at the age of 82 years. He was predeceased by his wife Fern, daughter, Loretta, brother, Glenn and sister Evelyn. He will be remembered by his sons, Leonard, Wade, Mark and Scott, his 5 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. A graveside service will be held at Manor Cemetery on November 4. Remember those who gave their lives, the greatest sacrifice of all. Wear your poppy proudly and do remember all of our veterans this Remembrance Day on November 11.